Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
1 year into the pandemic, the legal wrangling continues over releasing Massachusetts prisoners to try to prevent the spread of the coronavirus behind bars. One lawsuit alleges that correction officials are not following a new state law, requiring them to take steps to let people out. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports now on a recent hearing on that suit.
Tensions were high at the hearing in Suffolk Superior Court. The new law, passed in December, requires the Department of Correction to either release, place on home confinement, or furlough those who can be safely let out. Attorney Bonnie Tenoriello with Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts, the group that filed the suit, says the DOC is not complying.
The department has not even begun to review who can safely be released. It must begin that review now. Actually, 2 months ago.
Tenoriello argued that the DOC's actions are deliberate indifference, legally defined as a reckless disregard for the consequences of one's acts. Hundreds of prisoners have been infected with COVID and 20 have died. One man in his 50s died yesterday. And those numbers do not include at least two men who died of COVID shortly after they were granted medical parole, so were no longer in state custody. Tenoriello says those numbers should prompt the court to order the DOC to make changes.
They've hidden from view, from the public view, at least two deaths from COVID by granting deathbed medical paroles while the patients were in an outside hospital. You know, their actions have failed. They're still refusing to do the one thing the SJC and the legislature have told them that is needed to make conditions safer, and that's release people.
But arguing for state public safety officials, attorney Stephen Dietrich says the DOC has dealt with the virus. He says the prisoner population is down 17% since last year, and half of all prisoners are now in single cells. Yes, Dietrich says, there have been infections and deaths, but that's not unique to prisons.
The only permissible inference, given the unprecedented outbreak in the community, is that DOC efforts have kept the spike in its facilities much lower than it otherwise would have been. And that rather than that DOC numbers reflect deliberate indifference, they instead reflect and mirror the community spread over which DOC had and has no control.
Dietrich says the DOC is implementing an electronic monitoring program to let more people out on home confinement, and it already uses a risk assessment tool to determine if a prisoner can be released.
Inmates who are not in minimum or pre-release security and are behind a walled facility for a reason. They're not suitable for release to the community.
The new law was passed as a budget amendment after being vetoed by Governor Baker. A co-sponsor, State Senator Becca Rausch, says the law requires decarceration.
What I think we have seen is the DOC and the Baker administration continue to perpetuate systemic inaction.
Rausch praises the state for offering COVID vaccines to prisoners and correction staff. But about a third of DOC prisoners and more than half of DOC staff have refused the vaccine. That number of workers may be misleading, state officials say, because some of them may have been vaccinated elsewhere. Even so, Rausch says it'll take time for the vaccine to be effective.
We cannot say responsibly, well, the vaccine is coming, so we don't need to decarcerate. What we need to do is, in fact, both of those things.
As for the lawsuit, Judge Robert Allman took it under advisement and said he'll likely issue a decision this week. A hearing on another lawsuit is scheduled this week. It alleges that county jails are not doing enough COVID testing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.